Sometimes development is made through compromise. About 4 years ago, director Ning Hao's black comedy No Man's Land was denied release in Chinese cinemas due to its allegedly exaggerated and unrealistic depiction of the dark side of human nature. Now, after 4 years of repeated alterations, it is finally being shown in cinemas across China. It's difficult to tell whether the release is a victory for the film industry or its watchdog. On the one hand, the movie Watchdog rejected the film based on ideals which are deeply rooted in Chinese culture. Confucianism doesn't advocate discussing extraordinary things, feats of strength, disorder or spiritual beings. Likewise, traditional-minded Chinese people also tend to shy away from films that center on sheer malevolence or unpunished crimes. So pictures like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which jest about crime and violence, are rarities in the Chinese movie industry. On the other hand, despite being repeatedly rejected by the authority, the black comedy was eventually released. While most viewers will be laughing their heads off at the film's storyline, I believe that deep down, some will also be able to identify with Ning Hao in his efforts to capture the unwelcome part of human nature. Considering the serious thoughts No Man's Land may evoke, the fact that it has been released signifies a kind of development in China's movie industry. The film's storyline is a major strong point, despite some incoherency. However, the biggest setback is the ending, which is set in a completely different tone from the rest of the film. In fact, many viewers suspect that this particularly warm ending was added solely for the purpose of ensuring the film's approval for release. The actors and actresses are to be commended for living up to the excellent screenplay, particularly Xu Zheng, who was little known 4 years ago, but now holds the record as the director of China's best-selling comedy film. Lastly, I'd like to underscore the music. With a black comedy such as this one, director Ning Hao could easily have shaped it like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrel with light-hearted music. Yet his decision was to create tension and challenge the viewers' nerves. This way, the viewers may have less of a good time, but they will be inspired to contemplate human nature. No Man's Land topped China's box office on its first day of release and grossed 140 million yuan in its first week. On a scale from 1 to 10, it gets an 8.